Now, I was in trouble yesterday with Deb Knight because I outed her for her poor footy tipping prowess. And I'm in trouble again today because I've declared Peter Overton the best newsreader in the world. And Deb is an established and very well-respected newsreader, journalist, presenter, radio superstar. And she's alongside me.
Keep buttering me up. Come on. Keep it coming. Keep it coming, Levy. You're a fair-weather friend, aren't you, hey?
You've put your glasses down on the tip of your nose. Now I feel like I'm in trouble by the teacher.
I know. I'll take my glasses off.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, look, Peter Overton, I agree. He is the nicest man in the industry. And, yeah, I think he is the best newsreader, in fact.
You know what? And I've said this before, and, you know, now I'm going to start sounding like a weird stalker or something about Peter.
But you're a bit of a fangirl.
I've always, you know, when it can, and you might be able to tell me this because you've done newsreading here, there and everywhere. You're a superstar. But, I mean, when we sit here and we deliver a story that's emotional or, you know, you get angry, you can express that grief or you can express that emotion. But as a newsreader, you can't do that because your job is to tell the story, read the news and pass it on. But there's something about Pete where he's able to keep composed, but there's also this warmth when he presents those stories. Is that fair?
I think that's absolutely spot on. And that's why he is the best in the game, because he does drop that facade. And I think that viewers really appreciate that, because if he is affected in a bad way or a good way by a story that he delivers, you see that, and, you know, he's shed a tear at times when he's been reading stories. And I think that that is an important thing to do, because he's a human being delivering the news, and I think it's really great that he actually has emotions and you see them. And he's unflappable, because when things go wrong, he just rolls with the punches.
Usually we'd sit here and say, oh, we better stop. His ego might be out of control, but he doesn't have an ego.
That's just right.
A good bloke.
He is such a lovely fella, and he would be listening right now. And we love you, Pete. He is fabulous.
He is outstanding.